Okay, there you go. Funny guy. Uitgekomen samen met de EP Grand Parade. Dus als jullie het leuk vinden, kunnen jullie het luisteren. Joepie!
Find me sing the rest. Now as I come. Observational thoughts in your hands, keeping sacred sounds. I don't know if I regret how your hushed away sounds. Fools to see. I would go blind.
Mag ik nog een groot applaus voor Joanna Jorgu, Messe Fauna en Dear Omen, die straks heel erg leuk gaan DJ'en. We hebben merch, als je het leuk vindt. Als je wil kletsen, sta ik straks daar. En laten we straks lekker veel bier drinken met z'n allen. Dit is het laatste nummer Grand Parade. Ik hoop dat jullie het leuk vinden.
We'll be right back.
Dank jullie wel.
Thank you. Yes, she was moved downstairs.
Seems to be something holding the door.
Maybe Elise moved a chair up against it.
Doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, now we can get through.
It's so dark.
Just a minute. Here's a switch.
Lamont!
So that's what was holding the door. The body of the nurse.
The knife.
Yes, Grandino's knife by the looks of it. Look at the room, all torn up as if there'd been a struggle.
Grandino must have come in for Elise and the nurse died defending her.
Anyway, Elise is gone now. Must have been carried out through this open window.
Yes, there's dirt on the ledge.
Oh, come on, Margot. All we can do is follow. I'll go first. Now, careful, darling. I'll give you a hand down.
Here I come.
So we'll try the garage first, see if the car is gone. It's just possible.
What was that?
Over there, it's Mr. King.
He's been hurt, Lamont. That gash on his forehead.
Mr. King, you hear me?
Oh, Mr. Cranston, help me up.
There you are. Now, what happened, Mr. King?
I heard a noise outside, came out here to investigate, but there was a scream from Elise's room. I ran up to the window and something hit me. I don't remember.
Elise is gone, Mr. King.
What? Oh, they've taken her.
Easy, Mr. King. Margot and I are going after Elise now. Come on, darling.
The gypsies, Mr. Cranston. The gypsies.
It's clear now what's happened. Whatever game Mr. King was playing with Grandino, it backfired. Grandino must have kidnapped Elise, probably for ransom.
Probably taken her back to the gypsy camp. If so, Margot, there's only one person who can tell us for sure. Goethe, the fortune teller.
Goethe?
Yes. She's going to get a visitor she didn't foresee in the cards. The shadow.
Why did you bring me down to the wine cellar, Grandino?
I wanted a private talk with you, Mr. King.
Well?
5,000 is not enough, Mr. King.
But that was our bargain.
Now Grandino is changing the bargain. 5 grand was all right when I was just playing tricks on your wife, like pretending to hang myself.
And a mess you made of that, dropping your earring.
But now I've gone on to bigger stuff. I've become an artist, you might say. The Botticelli of the blackjack. That's a beautiful wound you have on your forehead.
You didn't have to hit me so hard. You almost broke my skull.
It made a monkey out of Cranston. He's off chasing me now, looking for your wife. And all the time she's lying here doped in the wine cellar. Yes, Mr. King. That ought to be worth a lot of money to you.
How much do you want?
25 grand.
What?
You can afford it. You'll be a rich man soon. A fortune all to yourself. Left by your poor, dead wife.
I'll think about it. Another glass of wine?
Yeah. Makes you thirsty looking at these big vats.
Here's to success.
Mud in your eye, Mr. King.
Ah, it's good stuff.
Well, Mr. King, thought it over?
What?
For 25 grand.
Oh, yes, I've come to the conclusion, Grandino. You won't need that much money.
You're funny, Mr. King. You make jokes.
In fact, very soon now, you won't need any money at all. Very soon.
What did you put in that... that wine.
It works fast. You should have stuck to your blackjack, Grandino, and left blackmail alone.
You're funny, Mr. King. Very funny.
You'll get a gypsy burial, Grandino. Your body in a swamp. And then, Elise, I'll be ready for you.
Ah, what's wrong with the card? They tell me nothing. No faces come up, only numbers, numbers, numbers.
Because your days are numbered, Goethe.
Who's there?
This is the shadow, Goethe.
I hear a voice from nowhere.
Shadow is right here beside you.
What do you want with me?
Where is Elise King?
I don't know.
She was taken from the house? The husband was knocked unconscious.
Was he hurt? Was Stefan badly hurt?
You seem very concerned about Mr. King, Edna.
I
believe I understand. I don't suppose you feel as affectionate toward Grandino?
No, I always hated him. He was always snooping around my wagon, trying to find out things.
What things? No lies, Gitta.
He was curious about my little boy, the child I adopted long ago.
I see. So you raised an adopted child, Goethe. That must have taken money. Where did you raise it?
I had a rich admirer once. He was generous.
I think I can guess his name. George Stanfield. But this locket around your neck should prove it. There.
Shadow, give that back.
Not till I've read the inscription. To my beloved Ruby.
Shadow.
So that's it. You're the crazy girl who was supposed to have died of heartbreak. The gypsy girl who cursed the Stanfield family.
No.
But you lived on to take your revenge, didn't you, Goethe? Or should I call you Ruby?
Listen to me.
I haven't time for that now. Your son must be stopped before he commits his last crime.
You will be too late. The last of the Stanfields must die tonight. The cards say so.
But the shadow says no.
Doing up here, Stefan?
I have a surprise for you, Elise.
In the attic?
Yes. I found it when I was exploring up here this afternoon. This old trunk. Do you recognize it?
My wedding dress.
Here. Let me place it around your shoulder.
Oh, no. No. Oh,
you must, Elise. Don't you remember how happy you were that day?
Oh, so happy.
Perhaps if you put the dress on again, that happiness would come back. Everything that has happened since would disappear like a bad dream.
Oh, if it only would.
There. Look how prettily it fits about you.
Oh, you're so kind, Stefan. So sweet.
Now, my dear, take my hand and step up to the altar.
Up to the altar?
You remember the scent of the flowers and the organ playing softly in the background?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
And do you remember the present I gave you that day?
Pearls.
Now close your eyes, my dear, and I'll put them on again. A rope of pearls about your neck.
Oh, Stefan.
Do you feel them touching your throat?
Oh, but they're so rough. Feels like a rope. A rope around my neck.
Goodbye, Elise, last of the Stanfields. You're going to... She's slipping for the noose. She's fainted. There's someone in here. Where are you? Where are you?
Right here, Stefan.
Whose voice is that?
The Shadow, Stefan. I've come for you. Your crimes are over.
You can't prove anything against me, Shadow.
I can prove murder for one thing, Stefan. And for another, trying to drive this poor girl insane.
Yes, Shadow, she is insane. And that's why you can't prove anything against me.
I can prove you're the son of Goethe, the fortune teller, Stefan. And that for her sake, the sake of revenge, you killed Elise's mother and father. Then you killed the nurse, and perhaps Grandino, too.
Yes, Grandino, too. But he'll get the blame for the nurse's death, Shadow. No one can convict me as long as Elise is out of her mind.
No one will have to, Stefan. You yourself are going to write a free and open confession.
Are you mad?
No, but Elise is. And she's coming to now.
Huh. What do you mean?
No need for explanations. Just make accusations. Talk punctuations. Don't be a fucking savior. You wanna tell on me? So go and tell on me? You wanna tell on me? So go and tell on me!
Biarchy, Kitty, your key. Die, your key. Achilles, your key. Dine, your key. Hector, your key. I, your torque. Lonarchy, Synarchy, Tetranarchy, woo! Octarchy, Hydrarchy, Synarchy, Tetranarchy, woo! Anarchy, Biarchy, patriarchy. 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 Patriarchy.
Carousel. Wij zijn Mesofauna. Bedankt dat we hier mogen zijn. Hallo. Dank jullie wel. We hebben nog een paar liedjes.